Good evening and welcome to the Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles. Well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and all that good stuff. You're probably tired of holiday music, so am I. Let's just turn to some top guitar records of the 80s. I'm going to kick it off with some AC/DC's Back in Black. We'll be right back. was AC/DC. We just heard Chick a Leg, and before that you heard Back in Black from the Back in Black album from AC/DC. It was in the early 80s. Brian Johnson joined on vocals after Bon Scott's death in 1979. The song Back in Black was an ode to him, but it might as well have been a theme song for the band. On a lot of songs, Angus and Malcolm play at the same time, giving that sound a huge feel. They started off with lots of Vox AC-30s and Marshalls, but he's got that famous SG that he uses all the time. This evening on the Minor Chord, we're going to do some twofers of some top guitar records of the 80s. We're turning on some Van Halen 1984.
We'll be right back.
Trooper. Before that, you heard Flight of Icarus. Kerrang! Magazine published a poll of the greatest metal albums of all time. Peace of Mind ranked number one. Of course, that was Dave Murray on guitar and Adrian Smith on guitar. Dave plays a 57 Stratocaster with two DiMarzio pickups. He uses a super distortion at the bridge and a PAF at the neck. He has four 50-watt Marshalls with Marshall cabinets. One cabinet has EV speakers in it, and the other one's loaded with Celestians for effects. He has a board that was designed by Pete Cornish in London. It's a famous board designer. It's got a Crybaby Wah-Wah, MXR Distortion Plus, Phase 90 Phase Shifter, a FET Power Booster, Overdrive Amps, and a Graphic EQ right before it. Adrian plays an SG Standard and an Ibanez Destroyer. Both of those are bone stock. For effects, he has an Ibanez Tomb Screamer, a Micro Amp for Power Boost on the solos, a Flanger, and a Boss Chorus. Before that, you heard Van Halen, Good Girl Gone Bad, and House of Pain, both from 1984. Those two tracks are back-to-back at the end of the album. That was the first album to have Eddie introduce a lot of synth work. His main rig in that was an Oberheim OBXA. Of course, his guitar work as well as Alex's drum work are just amazing on that album. That album is just a destructive Van Halen album. Four songs charted, one at number one, two at number two. Almost every song on that was played on the radio. You've been listening to The Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles. This evening we're doing twofers of metal bands and rock bands from the 80s. We return to some Steve Ray Vaughan from Texas Flood. We'll be right back.
Went down to Tin Pan Alley, see what was going on. Things was too hot down there, couldn't stay very long. People down there living for the whiskey, wine and gin. Scream. Yeah, and I peeped at the door. Some cat was working on any weather. Lord, with a 2x4. People down there living for the whiskey, wine and gin.
I saw a cop standing. With his hand on his gun. Said this is a red boy's now. Lord, nobody wrong.
Changes. That's Yes from the 90125 album. That's Trevor Raven on guitar from South Africa. He's probably using a 62 Strat, an Eventide, an 88 or 80T Rack Effects pedals. The Strat neck was broken at a concert pre-Yes in South Africa. It took 8 months for the luthier there to get it back to him, but he still plays that guitar to this day. Before that, we heard Stevie Ray Vaughan, Texas Flood, and Tin Pan Alley, a.k.a. The Roughest Place in Town from Texas Flood. That's Stevie Ray Vaughan's first debut album. So he's playing that Marshall Model 4140 Club and Country and a Blackface Fender Vibraverb on that album. And later on, he moved to Dumble amplifiers, if you all remember that. We're going to kind of stick it out to the end with some more prog rock. After hearing from Yes, we're going to turn to Rush. Remember that Moving Pictures came out in the 80s, 1981. I'm not going to play Tom Sawyer off of that. We'll play something different. How about we start it off with Red Barchetta? We'll be right back.
glide through your weekday mornings at 11 a.m. here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. I'm Cecil Doyle. Mondays through Thursdays, we cruise through a fast-paced hour of sounds, both old and new, as well as keeping you up to date with area music and arts. The Medicine Ball Caravan, 11 to noon weekdays here on KRVS.
Support comes from The Vermilion, featuring university news and more, new issues available on campus every Wednesday, and web content published daily at thevermilion.com. Find them on Instagram and Twitter at The Vermilion.
We Japan Jukebox, every Monday night at 11 p.m. and Saturday at 3 a.m., bringing you the most authentic Japanese music that you won't hear outside of Japan, only on KRVS 88.7 FM.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 megahertz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 megahertz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more and listen online at our website at KRVS.